Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jake Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Caldwell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Caldwell. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomasson moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Thomasson moves to third. Miller moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Jake Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Brown reaches second base with a double. Thomasson scores. Miller scores. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball four. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ontiveros. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Ontiveros steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Miller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Caldwell reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caldwell moves to third. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jake Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Glenn Adams now playing left field. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is hit by the pitch. Mercer moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. Adams moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear is walked intentionally. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Dave McNally. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Parrish moves to third. Morales moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Caldwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Don DeMola. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Adams scores. Montanez moves to third. Spear moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Spear scores. Ontiveros moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Barry Foote. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Biotner now playing right field. Gary Carter now catching. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Giants. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Giants. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Expos 4. The Giants will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Giants. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams scores. Montanez moves to second. It's 13-4, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Spear hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-4 in the game. Manghul strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Giants. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 13, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.